It's time for Speaking of Schools, our regularly scheduled check-in with our partners in the public schools. And on this very special edition, we are joined from Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools by the Principal of the Year and the Assistant Principal of the Year. We are joined by Principal of the Year Minnie Goins from Sewell Elementary School. Well, thank you for making time to be here.
Good afternoon.
And also the Assistant Principal of the Year, Jamie West from McDougall Middle School. Thank you for being here as well.
Good afternoon.
And first of all, congratulations to both of you. That's very exciting.
Yes, definitely so.
It's been very exciting, yes.
I wanted to start by giving each of you an opportunity to kind of talk about, as we're getting close to the end of the school year now, some of the successes and highlights of the year that you've seen so far. And if we could start with Minnie from Sewell Elementary School.
Well, I would have to say that building on the collective efficacy of our teachers has really been a powerful movement and opportunity for us, in that we began the year looking at what are the strengths, what are the things that every adult, every staff member brings to the table, from our cafeteria staff to our teachers, instructional assistants, custodians, and how can we maximize those things and lean in on those traits, those skills, in order to make the school day, to make our learning community richer for all of our students. And so that has been something, as we have taken the time to learn about each other and to experience those things and to be able to really maximize on all of those different, we have such talented, skilled staff at Sewell, and it has really been beneficial for everyone. And then for our students to also kind of replicate that. What are the things that our peers are bringing to the table, and how can we highlight those things instead of looking at just the differences? And even if there are differences, how do those things make my life richer or better for having known or talked to, worked with, collaborated with that person? And so that's something that I think has been a real, real highlight for us this school year.
That's Principal Minnie Goins of Sewell Elementary School. We also have Assistant Principal of the Year Jamie West from McDougall Middle School. We're talking about highlights of the year as we get closer to the end of the year. So, Assistant Principal West, what were some highlights for you this year?
I think in the secondary level, we have so many different clubs and activities and sports for students to be a part of. And so that brings that sense of joy that we're trying to accomplish on a daily basis. So having sixth graders start sports this year and seeing them excited about that. Last year, our theater production was masked. This year, they were unmasked. And so that was, you know, kind of getting us back to that sense of normal that the kids were really craving, the staff's craving, the families are craving. And so we have been able to just enrich the experience of the regular school day by having all these clubs come back into action and productions and just ways for students to connect to the school. So that's been a huge highlight of mine this year.
So you were both recently honored as Principal and Assistant Principal of the Year, and I know it's a little bit awkward to like brag on yourself, but if you could tell me why you feel like you received that honor. What are people seeing in you? And we'll start with Jamie West from McDougall Middle School.
I think that people probably see how much I really value education. I'm a parent in the community and also a teacher in this district for 16 years now. And so I care not only about our school, but other schools. So I've developed some deep relationships with the other assistant principals. And if I know they need some help with something, there's a lot of new assistant principals in the district. And so this being my fourth year, I'm kind of veteran, which is kind of funny. But I will definitely, you know, lend a hand, help them understand something better. And so I feel that may have been one of the reasons I got some votes there.
I feel like we're in this weird place post-pandemic lockdown where if you've been doing the same thing for the past 4 years,
right,
you are absolutely a veteran,
right,
no matter what field you're in right now. That was Jamie West from McDougall Middle School. We also have Principal of the Year Minnie Goins from Sewell Elementary. What about you? What do you feel like was the thing or things that made people vote for you for Principal of the Year?
I guess I would have to say the consistency on that teaching and learning, and valuing people, seeing folks beyond the numbers. So while we have a certain number of staff members, a certain number of students, and even academic scores, my goal and my focus has always been, what about the people? What about who they are as a person beyond just a number, beyond just a classroom student, beyond just a teacher, and then making sure that that is highlighted and that my actions align with the valuing of people, but then also valuing teaching and learning throughout each and every day.
Can I add on to that for her?
Absolutely.
So Minnie just happens to be my administrator when I was a teacher in the district, and that is 100% true. We always talk about valuing student voice and teacher voice, and to do that, you have to listen. And so knowing her and having worked with her before, that listening piece is so amazing, and she's very good at it.
We're visiting with both the Assistant Principal of the Year and the Principal of the Year from Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools. And we've been talking about some of the highlights of the year, some of the positives. The challenges that public schools face right now are pretty well documented. Aside from the standard challenges that we were facing when I was a teacher, we've kind of got that added mental health crisis. We've got a staffing crisis. Across the board, not just with certified staff, but with classified as well. And I'm just wondering what kind of challenges you're seeing at your specific buildings and how you've had to be creative to address those challenges. And we can start with Minnie from Sewell Elementary.
I will definitely say dealing with the trauma of both students and the adults in our learning community, and dealing with it in a way such that the sustained efforts, right? Because you have to train and equip people with the tools, with the resources to do that while you're also meeting the needs of those students. But you're also making sure that you don't forget about the needs of the adults who are in that space as well as the families. And so that's one of the things like ongoing, how do we do that and continue to have the joy, continue to be able to support one another as we ebb and flow throughout all the different traumas and experiences that people have had, but also have them feel successful and be proud of who they are as a person. And that's sometimes quite challenging in doing that in a sustained manner throughout a school year, even with other things happening along the way.
Jamie?
I think for us, and it's something that's getting better and has throughout the year, is just transportation and buses, and really understanding how interconnected that is into so many different aspects of the school day. Some families aren't able to get their students to school if their bus isn't running. Field trips don't happen, so the teachers have these really engaging experiences that they want to do with their students, and the transportation isn't there. But I am happy to report that has seemed to improve tremendously in the last couple of months, and people are taking field trips, and we're having a lot less bus delays and cancellations. But it's been a challenge to navigate this year.
Absolutely. We are visiting with Jamie West from McDougal Middle School and Minnie Goins from Sewell Elementary, and we don't have a whole lot of time left, and since there are two of you here, I wanted to make sure you both get a chance to mention anything that we haven't gotten to yet, shout out anything going on at the school, any upcoming events, anything like that. And I'll leave it up to you if either of you want to go first.
All right, I'm going first. Coming off Teacher Appreciation Week, I just want to shout out the teachers that are really coming in every day. One of the other challenges has been substitutes and things like that, and teachers have felt guilty to take a day off here and there, but they've been coming up and showing up for the kids. And then also coming off Teacher Appreciation Week, how much the families make a huge difference in the support and helping us appreciate the teachers.
And I'll have to piggyback that in that I feel like that last week has brought back a sense of belonging and community that I think post-COVID we've kind of struggled and chugged along to kind of get going. But definitely our community events, our Global Traditions event, things of that nature have really helped to rebuild that structure. And last week, I think, was a capstone opportunity for everyone to get to show those acts of kindness and gratitude towards one another.
Our guests have been Minnie Goins, the Principal of the Year from Sewell Elementary School in Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools, and Jamie West, the Assistant Principal of the Year at McDougal Middle School. Thank you both so much for making the time to be here.
Thank you
for having us.